the main thing we need?
Yeah, we're going to move to Rabash article. It's 24, the main thing we need. You can find it on Kabbalah Media. The main thing we need. An article by Rabash. The main thing we need, and for which we have no fuel for the work, is that we're lacking importance of the goal. That is, we don't know how to appreciate our service so as to know to whom we are bestowing. Also, we are lacking the awareness of the greatness of the goal of the Creator. To know how happy we are that we have the privilege of serving the King. Since we have nothing with which to be able to understand His greatness. In other words, in the words of the Zohar, this is called Shechina in the dust, divinity in the dust, meaning that bestowal upon Him is as important to us as dust. Naturally, we have no fuel to work, since without pleasure, there's no energy to work. Where self-love shines, the body derives vitality from this. But in the work of bestowal, the body does not feel any pleasure in this and must naturally collapse under its weight. Conversely, when one feels that he's serving an important king, to the extent of the importance of the king, so is his delight and pleasure from serving him. Hence, at that time he has fuel that can give him the power to go forward each time, since he feels that he is serving an important king. Then, when he knows and feels to whom he bestows, to the extent that he had the strength to work with the intention of self-love, now he has the strength to work in order to bestow. Since one who bestows upon an important person is regarded as receiving from him, and since the body has the strength to work for reception, in order to receive reward, likewise, in bestowing upon an important king, he derives pleasure in this. By this we will understand what is written in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, concerning the matter that if she gives, and he is an important person, she is sanctified because of the pleasure of receiving from him. We are seeing something new. Bestowing upon an important person is tantamount to receiving, although there he references the essay about matrimony in the context of reception in order to bestow, at which time reception means bestowal. From this we can understand the other side of the coin, that bestowal is called reception. And because of this, he already has fuel. For if he bestows upon an important person, it is to him as though he is receiving. Therefore, he already has the power to work. It follows that all we need is to believe in the greatness of the Creator, and then we will have the energy to work in bestowal.
And faith in the greatness of the Creator depends on the environment, meaning to the extent in which the environment constantly talks about the greatness of the Creator and gives me this feeling, as this is the only thing that exists, this is the only thing that's great, this is the only thing that defines for me the future and everything, that's the only thing that controls the world and the reality that we're in, then accordingly I relate to it. If the society doesn't give me that, then even if the Creator is great and it is, and I don't relate to Him that way, I can close myself within myself as a small beast and that's it. However, only as the environment presses me with the greatness of the Creator, knowing the greatness, being obliged to being in this, Accordingly, we can continue and be in a paved way to knowing the Creator. Meaning we have to come to a state in which we have nothing more important than the environment giving us an impression from the greatness of the Creator. Although we don't, the impression in ourselves we can't attain, and we can only attain through the environment, it needs to press me constantly and awaken me this way. For the time being, we ourselves receive some feeling of the greatness of the Creator from time to time, but that's for the time being. The rest and the future is all more and more dependent on the society. If the society doesn't care for this, I diminish. If the society cares, I awaken like a plant after the rain.
Yes, Michael. What does it mean that, let's say right now, the group does influence, but it's still missing? Does it mean the other desires are in control?
What rest of desires? I didn't understand.
There's an environment, and we nullify before the environment, at least to some extent, but it still doesn't control, meaning the greatness of the Creator doesn't rule our reality every day, the whole time.
Because you're not working on this. You're not working on this. There is no problem before me. All my problems are all accumulated into two states. I have the greatness of the Creator, or I don't have the greatness of the Creator. Only that. There is nothing but that. All the rest of the things are in a million degrees lesser than that. Not even taking into account. And this is how I need to sort myself out, arrange things. Only towards that discernment, the greatness of the Creator before me, whether I have it or I don't. One or the other.
And that depends on the level of annulment towards the 10?
It depends on the degree of the annulment towards the 10, because the 10 gives me the importance of the Creator now. Do I need to demand this from the 10? That too. How do I feel the 10 that I'm in? Try and change towards the Creator in the demand of the greatness of the Creator, and you will see how you all of a sudden start to change accordingly. Because the 10 is what you depict inside your qualities.
Barur.
Is that clear? Okay, we have no questions, so we read again. I don't know. Let's read it again.
Okay, we're going to read again the main thing we need. This is a Rabash article. The main thing we need, and for which we have no fuel for the work, is that we're lacking importance of the goal. That is, we do not know how to appreciate our service so as to know to whom we are bestowing. Also, we are lacking the awareness of the greatness of the Creator, to know how happy we are that we have the privilege of serving the King. Since we have nothing with which to be able to understand His greatness. In the words of the Zohar, this is called Shekhinah, divinity in the dust, meaning that bestowal upon Him is as important to us as dust. Naturally, we have no fuel to work, since without pleasure, there's no energy to work. Where self-love shines, the body derives vitality from this. But in the work of bestowal, the body does not feel any pleasure in this, and must naturally collapse under its weight. Conversely, when one feels that he is serving an important king, to the extent of the importance of the king, so is his delight and pleasure from serving him. Hence, at that time, he has fuel that can give him the power to go forward each time, since he feels that he is serving an important king. Then, when he knows and feels to whom he bestows, to the extent that he had the strength to work with the intention of self-love, now he has the strength to work in order to bestow. Since one who bestows upon an important person is regarded as receiving from him. And since the body has the strength to work for reception, in order to receive reward, likewise in bestowing upon an important king, he derives pleasure in this. By this we will understand what is written in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, concerning the matter that if she gives and he is an important person, she is sanctified because of the pleasure of receiving from him. We are seeing something new. Bestowing upon an important person is tantamount to receiving. Although there he references the essay about matrimony in the context of reception in order to bestow, at which time reception means bestowal. From this we can understand the other side of the coin, that bestowal is called reception, and because of this he already has fuel. For if he bestows upon an important person, it is to him as though he is receiving. Therefore, he already has the power to work. It follows that all we need is to believe in the greatness of the Creator. And then we will have the energy to work and bestow.
What does it mean to believe in the greatness of the Creator? That in anything you have no part to it other than building a connection, you have nothing else. He is the address to it all. Very simply, in everything, every state, be connected and aimed through the group to him, and by that you assure yourself the right direction in life.
PT 24.
אתה שקט?
נו.
Rav, I always hear from friends that they're talking about the greatness of the goal and bestowing, but it's kind of missing on my part to make a step forward and accept that influence from them. Rav, so what do you want from me? Ask your friends. Ask them what they're doing. They should teach you. Here's Moti Mol next to you. Very advanced. Ask him what to do. And there's others there. I know each and every one of them for many years already. And everyone is making some movement forward beautifully. You have people to learn from. Yeah, but let's say...
I'm influenced by the environment. I can do anything that's over there.
Yeah, because that's the ego. By the ego, you're influenced by other people. They do something... For their ego, you feel you're missing that as well. So you want to do it as well. And here, it's not your ego in the environment. On the contrary, you have to awaken the desire to bestow, and then you'll be envious of them, and therefore you have work to do. You have efforts to do. How will I awaken myself to values of bestowal so that I envy at them, at the society, and I want to be like them. That's how it is. Belarus.
Belarus. Рав, скажите, пожалуйста, что значит, что
Рав, tell me, please.
В каких действиях
или what does it mean that the ten is pressing on me, the greatness of the creator, in what actions? How is this expressed?
When they speak, or maybe even without talking, when they think about it, because I am connected to the environment, to them, then they pass on to me their thoughts and desires. That's how I'm influenced by the environment. New York 1.
New York 1.
А мы можем получить такое состояние через наш решимот?
Они холикабель.
Can you get such a state through our решимот?
You receive from the creator and from the degree only through the environment. I receive the initial awakening through the reshimot, yes. But to realize it, I have to have the environment.
BBUK.
BBUK.
Good morning. Please, good morning. Coming to the center of the ten, is that reaching the revelation of the creator fully?
Focus group.
Focus group.
I have the greatness of the creator. Don't I lose the work in the above reason? How do they both work out?
The greatness of the creator is only related to faith above reason. Greatness of the creator means that faith, meaning the force of bestowal for you, is more important than the force of reception. This means you have greatness of the creator, greatness of the quality of bestowal, because that's the creator.
Yes, but if I receive it from the friends, then
you can't receive it from the friends, you receive it through the friends.
Sorry? I'm saying if I receive the greatness of the creator from, through the friends, then I'm working according to that. Where do I have the work for above reason here?
I don't understand your question. If you've received greatness of the creator from the friends, then
Seemingly I have no place for above reason. I have an environment. I have the fuel for the work.
No, you only received the drive. And now you have to rise to the degree of faith above reason, that the force of bestowal will truly be more greater for you than the force of reception.
So the greatness I receive from the friends actually is the fuel to do the actions above reason?
Yes. Yeah. PT 19.
Good morning, everyone. Rav, how can we get to the importance at the moment you don't feel anything? How do I raise that? How do we get the importance to get up in the morning, to come up to get up to the morning lists? I don't feel anything. How can you get to such importance? You also don't gain anything.
This is the problem. About this, it says one's pride shall lower him. Because you feel greater, more smarter than all of us, that is what takes you down.
So what's the trick here? How do I come to such a feeling? I don't have anything. I don't feel anything. How can you get to such importance?
Pray. Pray to feel others as greater than yourself. This is the lever by which you can rise. The more a person thinks about himself as lower, the more he rises.
We need to work on this the whole 10 or what?
Yes, yes, the 10. Chadera 1.
I think this point that we are reading today about is the difference between a person with a point in the heart and one without a point in the heart.
Right, right.
For the first few years, one remains just because of that. The question, through this, can we do this with the explanation of the people that don't have a point in the heart? Can we draw a person through that?
No, this is not possible. There are even many people with us, and right now, as we speak, they are next to us, virtually, and they don't feel what we're talking about. But it's very good that they're still next to us, because gradually, bit by bit, penny joins another penny until there's a great sum total, and they'll start feeling and entering spirituality. But a person off the street who doesn't have any of that, who doesn't have any inclination to it, no contact with it, the Creator didn't let him participate in that yet. No, I don't know how you can take him and, you know, put him next to the group. It all depends on desire. The Creator created desire, and He awakens desire in each and every person. The upper light that shines on the broken kli gradually awakens each part of the broken kli all the way to the depth of the shattering. So you can't do anything. Of course, you can disseminate. Sure, go ahead, do that. And you will be hastening the times by doing that, but still, it is something external. Okay?
Hebrew 10.
All right, Hebrew 10.
Shalom, Rav.
Hello, Rav. Tell us, please, what is it to feel the greatness of the Creator? Because in Hebrew it's written to believe in the greatness of the Creator. In other languages, to feel.
It's one and the same. To feel and to have faith, it means the same thing. PT 19.
No questions?
No, okay, PT 29.
Hello, Rav. Rabash writes that there's a matter of once reception is called bestowal, and another time bestowal is called reception. Can you explain that more?
No, however you understand it. I don't want to get confused with that. Read again. Ashkelon.
Hello, Rav. Is the importance of the society, the importance of the goal, and the revelation of the king different degrees, or are these different degrees of bestowal?
It's not degrees of bestowal, it's a means to bestow. The measure of greatness of the Creator in my eyes, or greatness of the group in my eyes, is the means to bestow. Be'er Sheva.
Is it worthwhile to see and remember every moment and renew the merits of the friends that I see in my ego?
Yes, of course. So what? So what if it's worthwhile? There are many things that are worthwhile. It's worthwhile to do everything so that the group will be great in my eyes and always stand before me as the most important thing, as the means, the modem, the conduit, the transmitter between me and the Creator. Ita for Italy 4.
Hello, Rav. Good morning. What's the meaning of serving a great king is an exception for us?
I don't understand the question. What's the meaning of serving someone great?
Yes, it's written in the excerpt that to serve a great king becomes a reception for us, as if we receive a lot of forces from it.
Oh, all right. That's clear now. So if the king is great in my eyes, then bestowing to him becomes a reception from him. And the more I bestow to him, to a great king, the more it seems to me as receiving, because he's great in my eyes, and then the reception becomes bestowal. Meaning, in my action of giving to him, I feel that I'm receiving from him, not bestowing. It's like the story with the suitcase. Or as it says, I have not called upon you, Jacob. Meaning, if there is a great man that you're carrying his suitcase, you don't feel the weight of the suitcase. You have a lot of power, strength to do that because that person is great in your eyes. So it all depends on the greatness of the Creator. P.T. Young.
I wanted to ask a question. How can I see friends exactly greater if I see them in from my will to receive in an uncorrected way? Where can I acquire those forces from?
Think that everything depends on them. That you connect through them and you have no other kind of connection, that they stand between you and the Creator. And then you have to arrange them in a way that they will want to be in the connection between you and the Creator, both from you to the Creator through them and from the Creator to you through them.
That I know, but how will I get the forces if I'm thinking from my will to receive to start with?
So you need to know that you're going to get no contact with the Creator without them. Let's go on to the next stage.
Before we move to the next part of the lesson, let's sing a song together.
Anyone, no matter where we may be, everyone, everywhere's part of one beautiful soul. And anyway, we're never that far away. Every road, everywhere runs to one beautiful goal. So close your eyes, everyone count to 10. Run away, hide and seek. We're heading for home free. Deep inside, love is brighter than the sun. Here we go, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What a day. Everyone's gonna come out to play. Out of their hideaway, how do you do? Any game, ready to follow you anywhere. Whatever you wanna play, I'll play it too. So close your eyes, everyone count to 10. Run away, hide and seek. We're heading for home free. Deep inside, love is brighter than the sun. Here we go, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You are my all.
0-10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Close your eyes, everyone count to 10. Run away, hide and seek, we're heading for home free. Deep inside, love is brighter than the sun. Here we go, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4.